From Cuban-American politicians to one of the great singers of Afro-Cuban music, let's take a few minutes to talk about Melon. He died on Monday at the age of 85 in Mexico City. Beto Arcos remembers him as the Mexican who made Cuban music come alive.
How could I forget the first time I heard Lobo y Melon on the radio back in the late 1960s in my hometown of Jalapa, Veracruz? It was a Cuban song called Amalia Batista. Here was a Mexican duo singing a Cuban tune, but something was different. Lobo y Melon made it their own, with direct references to Mexican music. Luis Ángel Silva was his real name, but we all knew him as Melon. And I think he was the best Mexican sonero, a singer with the ability to improvise. And when he improvised, he made Cuban music accessible to a wide Mexican audience. Another reason I like Melon so much was his singular style. The way he danced and the way he played maracas, that was something I'd never seen before. I thought he was one cool cat. Here's Melon and his band on Mexican TV in the 1960s performing Cuba's anthem, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. A few years ago, I got a hold of the two albums he recorded with one of the superstars of New York's salsa scene, the great Johnny Pacheco. And one of the tunes they recorded is my all-time favorite anthem written by Agustin Lara, Veracruz. Now, this is one exceptional version. Take a listen. Veracruz, son tus noches, diluvio de estrellas, palmera y mujer. Veracruz, vibra en mi ser. Algún día a tus playas lejanas tendré que volver.
Tendré que volver. Tendré que volver.
Yo tenía mi cascabel con una cinta morada. Con una cinta morada yo tenía mi cascabel. Y como era de Orope, se lo di a mi prenda amada, pa' que jugara con él allá por la madrugada. Ay, como resumba y suena, resumba y va resumbando mi cascabel en la arena.
Tendré que volver.
You see, Melon is part of a golden age of tropical music in Mexico in the 1950s and 60s, when Mexico was at the heart of it all. Melon was the sort of musical bridge between Mexico and Cuba, and his passing represents the end of an era. He reminded us that Mexico is also part of the Caribbean, and that we share a musical culture. This resonated strongly with me, since Veracruz was the port of entry for all the Cuban music I grew up listening to. Danzón, bolero, mambo, cha-cha-cha, and son. Over the years, I've heard people say that Mexico never had much of an Afro-Cuban music scene. But Melon's rich career is proof that Mexico not only had a popular tropical music scene, but was a launching pad for the careers of many important figures of Afro-Cuban music. And Melon helped to pave the way. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.